Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. The House of Representatives is expected to pass a major overhaul of the nation's bankruptcy laws today. And last night, the House passed legislation to do away with the estate tax. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Noah.
Let's start with the estate tax here. The House Republicans are evidently trying to get this tax repealed once and for all.
Right. Once and for all, permanently. This is what opponents, mostly Republicans, have been calling the death tax for a while now. And they say that it burdens small businesses and farms, that they are forced to sell off everything they own, essentially, so that their heirs can pay the inheritance taxes. Democrats argue that only a few wealthy families are affected, and certainly in a country with mounting deficits, you may not be able to afford to be cutting taxes on the super rich. A full repeal would cost the government about $290 billion in lost taxes over the next 10 years.
Explain a bit how it works now, this law.
Well, right now, estates of up to $1.5 million for singles and $3 million for couples, if you leave that to your heirs, there is no estate tax. Above that, you do. But those ceilings are also being raised. And then in 2010, the tax is scheduled to come back in full force. But this legislation, as we mentioned, would make the repeal permanent. But the House has already passed this several times before, and the Senate did not follow suit. So we'll have to see what happens here.
And about bankruptcy, outline the changes they have in mind.
Well, in a nutshell, this is going to make it much harder and in some cases impossible for people deep in debt to simply wipe the slate clean. If you're looking to declare bankruptcy but have income above a certain level, there's an income test that's done based on the average income in your state. You're going to have to pay some of it back, in some cases a good chunk of it. And a bankruptcy judge sets up a payment plan. If the judge determines you don't have that kind of income, then you have to go into Chapter 7 bankruptcy. That's where you have to hand over some of your assets, and then the debt is wiped off the book.
And in that case, bankruptcy under the new law, you'd have to go to credit counseling, understand?
Yes, you do. If you're found to be someone who has to file under Chapter 13, where you're going to have to pay off some of the debt, you do have to go to credit counseling and you have to pay for it. And I should point out that critics of all this say it's really going to hammer low-income working people and minorities. They say this essentially rips out a safety net for people who may have a health crisis and can't pay those bills or they lose their jobs. But the credit industry has been pushing it for years, and the Senate has already approved it. The president says that he will sign it. And Noah, today on Marketplace, we're looking at Apple's 30% jump in first quarter profits.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thanks, Noah.